Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fantasy football, one of my teams is on life support. I mean, you start off 0-2. It's just a major
hard
hole
to come back from.
Trouble. Yeah. I kind of like my team. I got Sony Michel and Bradley Chubb. They've been kind of, Nick Chubb. He's been disappointing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You tweak it.
Two RBs.
You're 11 weeks away from the playoffs. You need to start racking up some dubs.
It's a must win this week for you.
Must win.
It's a must win.
Who's your quarterback? Who's your dubs quarterback?
Let's see. I got two teams.
Hey, you know, if you can't think of it, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You should know that, like that, right off the top of your head.
I should.
You should be like, Matt Ryan.
It's Lamar Jackson.
You know what it is?
Lamar Jackson.
You should be in the mix.
How are you losing games with Lamar Jackson?
Should be in the mix.
I mean, what's happening over there?
I just told you my other guys aren't doing much. I
mean, he should be carrying you to victory every single week.
I think last week we also faced the Patriots defense that put up like 35 points.
I'm terrified of facing the Cowboys defense this week because they draw the Miami Dolphins.
I know.
I just need the Dolphins to score 7 or 10 points.
I mean, I think this
team's asking
decent
for anything too crazy.
Would you play over 10 points for the Dolphins?
No.
I don't think you can.
I don't think
they can get to 10.
Is this a terrible team? So I start Lamar Jackson, Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, Robert Woods, and Adam Thielen at wide receiver, Travis Kelce at tight end.
Yeah.
And then who cares about the kicker?
Well,
and
see,
the
your problem is the fact that the Vikings, all they do is run the ball at this point. So that kind of mitigates
Thielen has one touchdown.
And Sony Michel. I mean, you've got a Patriots running back. Those guys can never be trusted.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have four other running backs, and they're all basically the same. Matt Breida, Duke Johnson, Devin Singletary, and the donk from the Rams who put up two touchdowns in week one.
Malcolm Brown.
I would start Breida over Michelle at this point.
I got a lot of questions for Dave Richard when he comes on later. Lots.
But you are in a must-win situation, my friend.
I am.
That's what you got
to
do.
By the way, I have to give a shout out to Melissa Millay, our friend from Channel 4. I guess she called me out on that cake it like a kid thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I have seen it.
Instead of the ice bucket thing, you smash like a cupcake in your face.
Right.
Something.
Oh, you did that?
No, I guess she called me out on it, so I guess I have to do it.
Oh, so she's pressuring you to do it.
Yes.
What exactly do you have to do?
Why is she only doing it for you?
She called out like six people.
Oh.
Okay. I was one of them.
It's a fundraiser where you smash a cake in your face and people hopefully give
you some cash. I'll call some of you donks out and look, if you guys do it, you do it. It's up to you.
Right.
If you want to turn your back on kids with cancer, that's fine. It's on you. I don't know. I guess from what I've seen a couple of the videos. Seems like people are just taking little cupcakes and smushing it in their face.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do that.
You should go big. Just get a big sheet cake. Just smash it right in your face.
Why don't you go big and do it when I call you out?
Yeah, I probably won't.
Yeah. Right,
so you wanted to make fun of
Vay. By the way, I
got to give a shout out to our good friends at Grooming Lounge.
Yeah.
Went over there and got a little fresh cut. And then right next door to Grooming Lounge is what?
Andy's Pizza.
Went over there. My appointment at Grooming Lounge, I sat there at Andy's Pizza, slice, put a little Mike's Hot Honey on it.
Right.
And it was just yummy.
It's delicious.
Oh, so good.
They brought us food, what was it, last week?
Yeah, I know.
It was very good.
They should bring it more often.
they probably should.
So you
want
to make fun of AWOD's picture? I might be in the minority here. I thought it looked fine.
It just looked like a big dork. I don't know. It was fine. It was a professional picture. I don't know what it's for. Was it for Podcast Village or something? Is that what it was
for? Why are you getting a headshot?
They had new photos they needed to take for clients, and so they needed a model. And I stepped up to the plate. And I felt very good about it. I mean, I was posing. I kind of tried to pump my shoulders up and get my chin, like a good chin.
A good chin, right.
Good double chin.
Do you think you succeeded?
I feel like it was my best pick in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
So you put it out there and then, you know.
Trav's skeptical.
I pled the fifth. Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, it means you don't want to speak.
Yeah, but why?
Plead a fifth is like if you know you're guilty, you plead the fifth and you plead the fifth.
He doesn't know.
You don't really know, do you?
Have you ever heard this word in your life? Incriminate?
Yes.
What does it mean?
incriminate is if there's evidence that that's found against you to incriminate you. If you're a criminal.
Such a funny kid.
Can I not use the word in the definition?
Yeah. That's the picture. That's the picture. So it's up on NBC Sports Washington there for a second if you want to see. I mean, look, it looks fine. Somebody said it looks like a poster boy for like a virgin. Like, yeah.
A virgin.
There's a million comments. Dravy,
The most... I mean, there's a million tilting things about it. The shirt is driving me crazy.
So you wore a purple heart shirt. That just happened to be what you were wearing that
just
day?
Just happened to be what I was wearing.
Are you bitter because he buttoned it all the way to
no
the top?
No one likes that he buttoned it all the way up
who
to the
you,
top.
Who are you, Bubba Watson?
I thought it was professional.
Did they turn you to the side like that, or you did that on your own?
That was all me.
That was all you?
About 15 takes, I thought
you
that
realized
was
you need to turn a little bit?
Yeah, turn a little bit. And
Can we talk about how unoriginal Adam is and how attention-seeking he's doing this for?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's definitely attention-seeking. Because he could have done a headshot and not posted it.
It's a straight copycat of when Drab tweeted the picture of me that I sent him, and I said, roast me. This is his version of roast me.
Oh, is that
me.
What this is?
He's so jealous of the fact that Drab is tweeting shirtless pictures of me and getting comments.
He wants the AD.
He wants blew his, up. It blew up, and he wants his own he
is
wants his own roast
is?
Me.
You want, you
it's
wanted,
a good working theory.
You wanted
that's
your
that's not true at all. Valdez thinks it's all about him. This was all about... our conversation yesterday on the air and how...
What conversation?
Yeah, what conversation?
Just EB and the... I'm telling
how
you...
How he likes you more
yeah,
than everybody
exactly.
else?
Yeah. Right, and yeah. so that's why I felt good about this picture, and I wanted to see what my mentor thought, my life coach.
Yeah. So, and then when you saw the comments, though, did it tear you down
what,
or
did
no?
you think he was going to say anything good about it?
I didn't say anything. I pled the fifth.
I didn't think he was going to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
But
what
was,
do you want me to say? I think you look
you
like
get...
a big, giant nerd.
Well, that's what I wanted you to say.
Pleading the fifth means you hate the picture.
Well,
you
have kind
good,
of.
You have nothing good to say about
kind
it.
Kind of. So I just kept my mouth shut. But I knew that if I retweeted it, he'd get plenty of comments.
All right. There was on my post, there were about 75 comments. And
how many were positive?
About three.
Right.
A few AWOD Army fans out there.
Like three?
Yep.
Right.
Hey, tonight starts this weekend.
Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. I already have plans to go out to Pamplona.
I bet you do.
Trying out their new fall menu, which means
sure
I will be
are.
Stuffing everything into my mouth.
I take blame.
How could
for...
you stuff more? What, Drav?
I take blame for some of this because I begged him to shave his beard because.
Why? He doesn't look he looked better
so
with the beard.
Unkempt.
Yeah.
I know. I realized it the day he walked
it's a mistake.
In here. And yeah. he looked like
his face has gotten so
he needs
round.
That beard. Yeah.
Do you have a picture from we I know there's somewhere
I'm
out
in the
there.
Minority here. I think he looks better without the beard.
Oh, I don't.
No, maybe for a job or something, but like in terms of just like being looking like a regular human, he doesn't. It's not good.
As far as enticing a woman out there?
Yeah, it's not good. He looks like a baby faced like
the
looks
beard
like
wasn't working. Nothing's working for that. That's the personality getting in the way in his drinking.
His drinking definitely gets in the way. But don't you?
I think the drinking's actually helping me get closer.
You think it enhances
oh, for
your
sure.
chances?
It enhances my personality, for sure.
Are you going to have the over-under on
here they come.
The over-under on drinks tonight? Beers Ooh. Plus cocktails plus
oh,
shots.
A dozen.
I was going to set it at 7.5.
Oh, over.
Way over.
Way
on,
over.
On a Thursday night?
Oh, way over.
Yeah.
Do you have more than 8 drinks on a Thursday night usually?
Are we including shots, right? Shots.
Everything.
That's
that
a drink, dummy, yeah.
I will. Well. I'm going. It's Chuck Lee. I'll have at least 3 shots.
Okay,
and then I'll probably have a.
But you got to be here tomorrow. Yeah. You got to be here tomorrow.
And he'll pregame. It's not like he's just showing up Pamplona.
Lurch, I'm so good at this job. I could show up hammered and edit videos in my sleep.
What have you done so far on today's job? The first hour of your 4 hours
done
work.
EPL results.
We're behind the scenes working on a silly film breakdown for week 2 with Pete Medhurst.
Good.
I know he ricked blue shorts yesterday when he was trying to stake claim into the growing YouTube page. Yeah, I know it pissed blue shorts off because Adam does these videos and they get like 130 views.
Right.
And then he's claiming he's shooting up the subscribers on the YouTube page.
So what is the reason why the YouTube page is getting more hits then?
They just put all kinds of stuff on there.
It's linked to the articles that are up on the fan.
It's not just Adam's videos.
Who thinks videos are up there? They're all my videos.
They go up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, but is the YouTube page getting increased hits, or is it the website that's getting increased hits?
The website's doing very well.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but we also got a monthly email from the graphics lady who keeps saying that AWOD is growing the hell out of the YouTube page. I have email evidence of this.
All right, read me the email. I'd love to hear
the email. He's got an email from the lady.
The lady. The graphics lady. That's her Gmail. Graphicslady@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's her job title here at Entercom.
Right.
That's her business card says graphics lady.
I don't know. It's just funny. I don't think that he was trying to steal Valdez's bit and get his picture out there and get roasted, and that would be his sort of moment in the sun. I don't know. I actually think he thought he was going to get good comments.
I think he didn't care if he gets good comments or bad comments. He is, like Rom, an attention dollar-seeking guy, so it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative.
It's true.
He just wants it.
It's true, but one thing you do, I think you don't... Everybody likes a little attention. Everybody does, for the most part. So, I give him a pass. Give him a pass.
I'm struggling to find
this email. If you get a headshot, you're going to post it? I wouldn't.
If I got a headshot, would I post it? I might. I don't know. I don't think I've really ever had a headshot. I think I took one of myself once. I think I posted.
You have headshots that were done at the station for promotional stuff.
Yeah,
they use them all the time.
Yep.
Well, they're.
I think you were wearing a hoodie. No, they're individual ones.
Yeah.
You're wearing a hoodie and a red hat.
Don't even remember that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right.
Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBS Sports. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Are we looking at 2-0 fantasy teams?
One and one and two of my leagues, and 0-2 in the other.
I have a couple 2-0s, and despite having this guy on my roster, and I just don't know what's happened to him. And on draft night, I texted you that I drafted this person. You said I'm not a fan, and you've been.
Let
a
me guess
seer.
Who it is.
You've been a seer, Dave.
Does his name rhyme with Mamonte Peeman?
It does. It is Devonta Freeman. What do you? I have to bench him this week. I can't rely on him at this point.
Well, I think you have to go with him one more week because he's taken on the Colts. The Colts' run defense is bad to begin with, and they might be without Darius Leonard, who's like their best run stopper on their squad. So if he can't get it done, then it's a problem.
All right. Well,
but the offensive line for Atlanta has been part of the reason why he's been going backward. But Ito Smith has been getting some playing time as well. And this is one of the things I was worried about with Freeman. Ito Smith is taking enough work away to minimize Freeman, and he's doing better with the job than Freeman is right now. The Falcons could end up making a switch. So I think the Falcons are looking at Freeman the same way you are. He's not getting the job done. I can't trust him in my lineup. Falcons might end up doing the same thing and bench him for Ito Smith moving forward. So Ito Smith is out there in like 60% of CBS Sports leagues. I think he's absolutely worth stashing right now.
Would you start Freeman over Mostert?
Yeah. I think it's too cute to go with Mostert. Mostert will do okay, but this Steelers defense, I don't think they're as bad as the numbers say they are, and they're going to get better with Minkah Fitzpatrick playing safety.
Cortland Sutton or A.J. Brown in a flex. PPR.
Wow, is it really that bad? You couldn't get any of the receivers from the Chiefs off waivers this week? You couldn't get DJ Chark off waivers this week? Oh, man.
I think I could have, but maybe not now. Let me check.
Thought you picked him up last week.
That was in another league.
I think A.J. Brown might
Wait a minute. DJ Chark is available in this league. Should I pick him up?
There you go. Go get him. Use him tonight.
All right. Okay. Well, you answered my question.
Get him in that lineup with the quickness.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You got a fantasy lineup question for Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
All right. Let's go to Wally calling from Maine, listening on radio.com. Wally, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Nicole Hardman or Josh Gordon?
Dave? Oh, I didn't lock him.
We lose
him.
Dave?
That's my bad.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
Dave. We'll track Dave.
Call
back
Dave back.
You know what?
God tells me Hardman.
I will substitute. I think Hardman in a shootout. I think that Antonio Brown is just going to eat into Gordon and Edelman's production in New England. I think Hardman's your guy. By the way, Hardman should have had two last week.
Yep.
He had a long one called back, like a 75-yarder on what appeared to be a shaky holding call.
Wasn't the quote from Mahomes, run faster?
Well,
Because I think he wasn't running full speed because he's afraid that he's going to outrun the throws, but Mahomes can make all the throws.
I mean, he runs a 4.3 340, so he runs pretty fast.
Dave, I'm sorry, buddy. It's my bad.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, the question was Josh Gordon or Hardman. Cakes and I both said Hardman, but let's hear Dave's
take. They're actually ranked back-to-back for me. I have Gordon a spot higher than Hardman, but let's say you're going up against a stud 2-0 team and you need that upside. I think Hardman gives it to you. And the matchup against Baltimore could be tricky. The Ravens have a deep secondary, and they've got a good pass rush. Not that I think it's going to be bad for Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying it could be bad for Hardman, who I don't know if he's a complete receiver. You know, he's got great speed, and he can get past defenses and burn them for long touchdowns. That's why you're starting him. You're not starting him because he can make contested catches or he's got good route running skills. That's what DeMarcus Robinson has going for him. It's why I like Robinson better than Hardman this week. So if it's really down to Gordon or Hardman, I get it if you want to play Hardman, but I would go with Gordon.
Joined by Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports, cbssports.com. Can I still trust Chris Carson after the two fumbles last week? Rashad Penny starting to eat into his workload. What is it looking like for him going forward?
I think Carson could be on thin ice if he keeps fumbling the ball away. That's just something the Seahawks can't live with. And Penny had that really nice-looking touchdown run against the Steelers. But other than that, it's literally his best run this year, and certainly one of his best plays, period, since he entered the NFL last year. I'd love to try and acquire Penny if I've got Carson on my team. I still have Carson rated as a top 12 fantasy running back for this week against the Saints because I think that Seattle will be able to run the ball on New Orleans. It's a defense that's been on the road literally for a week. They stayed in the Pacific Northwest after they played against L.A. last week. They flew up to Seattle, and they've been practicing there all week. I think that Carson could be very good this week. It's just a matter of will he get those opportunities. I say yes, but if he can't come through, that's another team that might say, well, let's try and make it a 50-50 split, and let's see what this young guy can do, and maybe Carson's time will be up.
All right, who's up next?
Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
In a standard league, Joe Mixon or Carlos Hyde? I keep going back and forth because Hyde looks so much better than Mixon. So what do you think, Dave?
You know, I think Mixon's upside just makes him the start here. I know that he's a number two fantasy running back, and he hasn't given you what you wanted to begin the year. And the matchup is tough against Buffalo, but Hyde's got a challenging matchup. I don't know how challenging it is. It's the Chargers. They've allowed some big numbers on the ground this year, so I can't necessarily say it's challenging. I just think Houston can take to the air against L.A. They've got a banged-up secondary, and I think that that's where they're going to attack in this game. I don't think they're going to try and run the ball a ton unless they've got a lead. And we've seen Hyde. He has looked like a completely different guy. He's averaging something like 5 or 6 yards per carry this season. It's been unreal for Carlos Hyde. I like him as a flex play. I don't like him as a number two running back. I think Mixon is the better one to go with.
Dave, Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins.
Is this a joke? Like, what's the punchline?
No, it's not a joke. It's a legitimate question.
All right. Kyler Murray is who you should start. Carolina's defense, on the boundaries, they're good at cornerback, but in the middle of the deep, I think they've got problems, and that's where Arizona likes to attack. I watched the film of the Ravens-Cardinals game from last week, and Kyler was making throws that just blow your mind. He's really a talented quarterback, and I think he can find the end zone a couple of times and get good yardage against the Panthers. So I would go with him over Cousins.
Right. Speaking of the Panthers, do you like Curtis Samuel this week? He saw more targets last week, but the throws were errant because obviously Cam Newton's not 100%.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be Allen that starts for Carolina. And Allen acquitted himself well late last season. He had a start. He did okay. Samuel caught a long touchdown from him. I don't mind him as a flex play, but receivers that are, you know, hot off the waiver wire like DeMarcus Robinson, Hardman, DJ Chark, John Ross, I would take all of them ahead of our guy there in Carolina, Curtis Samuel.
All right, let's go to John in Lovettsville. John, you're on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Raheem Morissette or Royce Freeman, standard league?
I didn't get the first name.
Mostert.
It sounded like Mostert. That's what I thought he was saying, but it sounded like Dorsett or Freeman, or Devontae or Royce Freeman.
Royce.
What did he say?
Royce.
Yeah,
Royce.
I would go with Royce Freeman. I actually think Mostert might be the best back in San Francisco because Breida didn't play in the red zone. He has one red zone snap through two games this season, and they don't use him a lot on passing downs. That's Mostert who typically does that, and Mostert is just as good as Breida. So I kind of think that Mostert could be the better one to go with in fantasy this week.
All right, let's go to Jacques. Pastor Jacques, what's up, buddy? Jacques, are you there? Yep, all right.
Maybe he's praying.
That's unprecedented.
Go to Jake, Fredericksburg. Jake, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Cakes, I'm in that category with you, Devontae Freeman. I don't even know what to do with him. Dave, I need two wide receivers, half-time PPR. I've got Aguilar, Cobb, Anderson, Landry, or Robinson. I'm starting Chris Thompson in my flex, unless you think that's a mistake, too.
So which Robinson are you talking about?
Allen Robinson, Chicago.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of great options. I think Allen Robinson and Nelson Aguilar are probably the way to go. Certainly because it's PPR, it helps both of them out. Aguilar should get a ton of targets against Detroit. Allen Robinson should be the number one target getter against Washington. The Redskins have allowed 3 passing touchdowns each of their first 2 games. It's not quite what we thought this defense would be. It's worse than expected. And I know it's Mitchell Trubisky, but this could be a get-right spot for him, kind of like it could be a get-right spot for Cousins. Not that Cousins didn't do well, but Cousins has been so bad that the team wants to try and get him right. He's got a favorable matchup to do so. The Bears can do the exact same thing against Washington and say, okay, Mitchell Trubisky, here's a chance for you to make some plays, get more comfortable in the offense. Allen Robinson would benefit from that.
Dave, Calvin Ridley, Adam Thielen.
I'm going with Ridley. Like the matchup against Indianapolis. I like the fast track. He's been playing well. He's going to keep scoring touchdowns every week. He's going to be a number one fantasy receiver. And we know that Atlanta has a hard time running the football.
Dave, we know you're ready. Hopefully the callers are ready for the speed round. No hesitation, no small talk, no trade questions, no dumb questions, no pleasantries, no questioning Dave's advice. Hmm. And if you have a phone like the last caller, you're going to get dumped immediately. Have a good phone line. And no Bluetooth.
Let's go to Jamie in McLean. Jamie, go.
PPR, Kerryon Johnson, Phillip Lindsay.
Kerryon.
Steve Chantilly, speed round, go.
PPR, need 2. Robert Woods, John Ross, Metcalf, McLaurin.
I'm going to go with Metcalf and Woods.
Go to Adam Fairfax, go.
PPR league, Breida or Eckler?
Dumb question.
Really?
Dumb question. Not
gotta
allowed.
Go Eckler. Eckler's unbelievable.
John Stafford, go. Speed round.
Mariota or Cousins?
Yeah. That's gross. Cousins.
Go to Kevin in Herndon.
It's amazing how
that
quickly
gross.
Cousins gave you 30 touchdowns.
Cousins used to be a must start.
First 2 games,
he's
2
games in.
Year.
He stinks.
He told me it was a dumb question.
Kevin Herndon.
Hey.
Let's go to Adam.
And he had a bad phone.
Speed round,
point
go.
0.5 PPR, Sharky the Sharky or Aguilar?
Shark.
Wayne, Silver Spring, go.
Kyler Murray or Daddy Rivers?
Kyler.
That's funny.
I think I can't go with Rivers this week.
Kyler.
It's not like Kyler's putting up sick numbers. He's got 2 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty solid.
Let's go to Patrick.
He could have had a couple last week. He just fell short.
He does nothing for the first 3 quarters. First 3 quarters, he looks like poop, and then he finally comes alive.
Patrick, yeah. Speed round, go.
Jarvis Landry, Randall Cobb, standard.
Oh, that's so gross. Go get one of the Chiefs guys. Go get Devin Smith. Start Devin Smith over both of them.
Like it.
Oh, Jacques is calling back. Jacques, speed round, go.
PPR, Josh Gordon or Frank Gore?
Gore. I can't believe I'm saying it, but Gore.
Yeah, I can't
you're
believe
you're a
you said
guy.
It.
That's why you're saying it, Dave. Admit it.
No, that has nothing to do with it. I keep my Canes fandom out of this.
Okay.
Let's go to Alex.
Haven't been a hurricane in 60 years.
Alex, Miami speed round, go.
I got half point PPR.
What?
What's wrong with that?
I said I got. Just say half point PPR.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus is the most militant.
He is. He's more militant than me.
Because there wasn't a pleasantry.
No.
Wow.
Mussolini.
Let's go to David speed round, go.
Standard, like Mussolini. Deshaun Watson or Matt Ryan?
Watson.
Dumb question
speed
again.
Speed round, go.
PPR, Calvin Ridley or DeMarcus Robinson?
Ridley.
Adam, go.
PPR, Landry, Thompson, or Crowder in a flex spot?
Thompson.
Eric, speed round, go.
PPR, Tyler Lockett, Tyler Boyd.
Lockett.
Loves Tyler's.
And let's wrap it up as we always do with our guy, questions. John DePompa, John from Mechanicsville. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in the PPF league. That's points per face. What has more face, Awad's new headshot or Mount Rushmore?
I don't know.
There's just so many questions. I can't get to all the questions on the Vibe machine.
You can always tweet them.
At Dave Richard.
Just tweet them.
Dave, you're the best.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Knock it on your leagues this week, all right?
Yeah, you too, pal.
Talk to you next week.
0-3, I'm dead. It's a must-win for me.
It is. Entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, JP.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin, I saw Hustlers with my wife. Right. You gave it a 4 out of 5.
JP gave it a 1.
Yeah.
I didn't give it a 1, but both of us were underwhelmed. I mean, she's a fine actress. I thought it was kind of
slow
and plodding.
What did she not like? Too slow?
It was kind of slow and plodding, and I don't know. I just didn't love it.
I found it to be really well-paced. I also feel like, to me, it reminded me of, like, Wolf of Wall Street meets Goodfellas meets Strippers. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think there was, I don't know. But, I mean, here's the thing. You're not wrong, and I'm not right, and, you know, it's all opinion. But I like the film, though. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I do think she is a pretty good actress.
Yeah, like I said last week, you have to watch a movie called Out of Sight if you get a chance. Out of Sight is, like, in my opinion, the movie that shows how incredible she is. It's a Steven Soderbergh movie that came out with George Clooney. It's like a very, very, very amazing movie. It's called Out of Sight if you haven't seen it.
I told you, I don't know if the show still exists because I didn't watch the second season and if there was a third season, but my wife and I watched the show on NBC, I believe it was, where it was, she was a cop with Ray Liotta and it was like Dirty Cops and that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was really good on that show.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, so you actually interviewed Brad Pitt, the new movie Ad Astra's coming out. I saw the trailer. It looks great.
Have you interviewed him before?
No, well, it was interesting. Well, I'm in L.A. right now, actually, for another interview, and I'll get to that shortly, with Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, and I just saw that again last night.
I love that.
But he's interesting. We'll get to him, though. But Brad Pitt specifically, no, I've never, ever sat down with him. So over the years, I've only ever had an opportunity to talk to him on a red carpet. The first time was Fury when they did the premiere in D.C. And he was really cool, but that was a super hectic, like, you know, there were every outlet you could ever imagine from every TV. And then the carpet that I did for Ad Astra, the movie we're talking about now, it was a smaller carpet, but it was still hectic. I mean, red carpets are, you guys have seen them, or you guys have seen them on shows, and obviously you've seen that, you've done lines when you guys do your Super Bowl, the Radio Row. It's like there's so many people talking that it's almost not an intimate experience. So he was cool, but to sit down with him one-on-one, I got 8 minutes, and it was crazy. I mean, first of all, he's a bigger film nerd than I am, and I was like blown away when I walked in, because this is a guy who's, you know, arguably one of the most famous people in the world. But I truly feel that he's a very underrated actor. And here's what I mean by that. I'm not saying that he's not famous or not well-known or not considered to be good. I think he's so famous and he's such a celebrity that people forget how good of an actor he is.
No, he's good.
You got to think about his range, man. Like Selma and Louise, Snatch, you know, you go to Fight Club, you go to Legends of the Fall, you go to Troy.
He's really good in Moneyball.
Yeah.
12 Monkeys?
Yeah, I mean, 12 Monkeys, that's a great pull. Terry Gilliam. Like, there's like so many. He's genuinely one of the best actors. I mean, he was great in the new Quentin Tarantino film. Like, he's awesome and Inglourious Basterds. The guy has an insane range. But I walk in the room, and he doesn't really do sit-down interviews, especially for local television. He's more like, he'll do like a, you know, the national hits, but he's not really like a television junkie type of person. So for your audience, if people don't know what a junket is, basically, that's what I'm here in LA for. I basically go to a hotel, you watch a movie, and then you interview the actor, and they rotate the reporters in and out basically all day. I mean, generally speaking, they're going from like 10 to 6. And so Brad Pitt only did 4 interviews, the style that I did it on the day that I did it. So it was like a very relaxed, interesting experience rather than being on a carpet. And when you walk in the room, the dude is, I talk about him like this because I felt like I was talking to like a friend of mine about movies. It was weird. Like, he is all in on cinematography, 35mm films. He loves talking about directors. He's a gigantic film nerd, and I mean that in the best way possible. It was weird.
And is that friendly, sort of that open to talking
seemed,
to you?
I watched the interview. He seemed pretty at ease.
Pretty down to earth.
About it, yeah.
Yeah, so I walk in and he is standing up. Like, he's one of those, so there's a lot of, in my opinion, there's a certain type of actor that is like brilliant in the way they conduct interviews. And like, it's people like him, Will Smith, Hugh Jackman. It's like this Tom Cruise, like there's like this old school mentality of like getting up, meeting you at the door, like talking to you before you, and not just like sitting in the chair.
It's like respectful. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've dealt with both realms of that. It's a lot of the younger actors don't have that at all. Like, they're either late or, you know, it's interesting to me sometimes, but with Pitt specifically, we just stood there and talked. I showed him some photos on my phone of my wife Lauren, obviously dressed up as one of the characters from Quentin Tarantino's movies. He was like interested in that. He's asking me questions about that. This is all before the interview started. He's like over near my chair, just talking to me. And then
he's
like
being like a normal guy.
Yeah, and then he looks at the poster for his movie as if he had never seen it. And he starts reading things on it. He's asking me questions about it, and then he sits down. And the timer tells me to go, and Brad Pitt like looks at me and he goes, "Oh wait, I have a quick geeky question for you." And then he starts asking me questions, and it's like,
"What was he asking you?" By the way, why do you sound so muffled? Keep the phone near your mouth.
Oh, I'm on a cell phone. Actually, you know what? I'm on a cell phone in the same hotel. I don't know if I could say this, the name of the hotel, but you guys know somebody who works hotel,
the Bellman. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a great hotel, by the way.
He stopped me yesterday and said he liked my tattoo. That was nice. By the way, Eric, I wanted to say sorry for last week. You know I love you. I didn't mean what I said about not trusting you. You know I love you.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel bad I were goofing on you so much. But anyway,
No, it's all good. But Brad, yeah, so I sit down and Brad Pitt's just awesome, man. He was like, he was just talking about filmmaking.
What did he ask you? You said he asked you questions.
He was asking me about, we were talking about cinematographers, and he was asking me a question about how a movie was shot. And he wanted to know if it was shot on film or if it was shot on digital. And I was like it was weird because
why did he think you would know?
Because the first 2 minutes of our conversation was all about cinematographers. Right. So he was like, it was weird. And when the interview ended, we talked about everything. The 20th anniversary of Fight Club, how David Fincher changed his life. I mean, think about the movies he did with David Fincher, Seven, Fight Club, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Those are all major movies. We talked about that, talked about celebrity, talked about just everything. He was talking about going
how
to
long did you have with him?
8 minutes.
Wow. All right, so you also had to talk about Ad Astra. Is this a movie worth seeing? The trailers look great. It looked like, all right, there's space elements and maybe futuristic elements and also a father-son story.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible film. And I think people are going to be blown away by the scale of it because it's not only an insane action film, it's also a genuinely thought-provoking film about fathers and sons. And I think, because each one of you is a father, there's a very fascinating element here that Brad Pitt's character is subtly breaking into more emotionally. Basically, Tommy Lee Jones's character is a famous astronaut, and he plays his father in the film. And 30 years prior, he went on a space mission and disappeared. And somehow, 30 years later, that disappearance has now come back up on the radar, and there's some type of surge element that's affecting Earth. Essentially, everyone could die in the world. So Brad Pitt's character essentially goes on a mission to figure out what's going on and see if his father is somehow involved. He's been away for 30 years. It's amazing. Like, it's visually incredible. See it in IMAX or Dolby if you can. I was genuinely blown away by not only his acting, but just the sheer scope of the movie and the visual effects. And it's honestly one of the best performances of his career. I think this year we're actually going to see Brad Pitt get nominated for an Academy Award for acting, specifically for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and possibly win. He's that good in all these movies this year.
Hmm. All right, now what are you interviewing Joaquin Phoenix for?
So Joaquin Phoenix is for Joker. So I know you guys made fun of my tweet about about not having any words after the movie was over. So I saw it again last night, and it's even better the second time. And this movie is a R-rated, gritty crime film about the descent of a guy who's going from, you know, he's Arthur Fleck to Joker, and it's his descent into madness. If you can imagine Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy combined, and then taking it way darker. This is a movie that I'm like genuinely surprised exists. This is a hardcore, horrifying, disturbing, unpleasant, disgusting experience. So the point where when the movie's over, you kind of need a shower. I mean, I'm not saying that as an exaggeration. It's just that dirty. If that makes sense. It's a very, very amazing performance. Joaquin Phoenix, I think, is going to win the Oscar this year. I don't think anybody at this point has anywhere near what they need to do to beat him at the Oscars. I mean, this is a performance that's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. It's all him, and he lost 52 pounds. There's like a sequence in the film where he's leaning back in a chair and his rib cage is hovering over his pants because he has no stomach. And it's like, it is some wicked, wicked, wicked stuff. And so, I mean, I'm interviewing him today, and then also Todd Phillips, the guy who directed Joker. You guys ready for this? He directed Road Trip and Old School and The Hangover. And now he's doing this R-rated, like, disturbing comic book film, and the movie has nothing to do like with normal comic book things. I mean, it definitely takes place in Gotham. Batman is something that exists or will exist at some point, but this is strictly Arthur Fleck turning into Joker for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and Joaquin Phoenix is insane.
All right,
insane.
Enjoy your interview. Good luck. Hopefully you get extra time with him. Hey, how much time are they actually giving you?
8 minutes. Hey, let me ask you this.
No, that was 8 minutes with Brad Pitt. It might be 4 with Joaquin.
Oh.
You guys mind if I mention real quick where my Brad Pitt interview is since we talked about it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
It just on YouTube. Just if you go, type in Brad Pitt, Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 DC, it'll pop up. I'd love for you guys to check it out.
Hey, what are you hearing on Motherless Brooklyn?
Dude, okay, so I know we have to go, but Jason, you're going to love this. So after I saw Joker, I went to an after party, and everybody you could ever imagine was there. John Hamm, Charlie Hunnam. And I get to the corner of the room, and I look over my left shoulder, and Edward Norton's standing there.
Right.
And the reason he was there was because Motherless Brooklyn's a WB and Warner Brothers film, same studio who's releasing Joker. I've heard it's amazing. So he directed it and stars in it. I mean, it's kind of like his return, right? He's been kind of gone for a little while. Right.
Do you go up to these guys and say hello to them?
Edward Norton, I did not. Only because he was talking to a bunch of people, and I've interviewed him before. I didn't want to. There's certain people that you don't like. I just had a vibe that he probably just didn't want to talk to me. Like, you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
they're not as like, approachable.
Yeah.
Well, like, for example, the weird part about that party was Joaquin Phoenix's performance is so disturbing. I go to the party and Joaquin Phoenix is there with, with his cast and everybody. And he's just like the most bubbly, normal, like nice dude. I went up to him and shook his hand, tell him congratulations on the performance, which was kind of a weird cathartic thing, because after seeing him go into that descent and disturbing element, it kind of made me feel better to see him healthy and have that weight put back on him. But yeah, I walked up to him, but Norton, no. But Motherless in Brooklyn, to give you an answer, I've heard it's phenomenal. And I mean, Jason, you and I both love Ed Norton. I mean, he's one of the best actors ever. And I think
I'm looking forward
excited
to
see him return. Me too,
wait.
Man. Me too.
Wait a couple months, but I'm looking
forward to it. Honestly, if anybody out there hasn't seen Primal Fear, that turn at the end with him and is
awesome.
One of the
could
best.
Could have referred to an older movie.
It's a great movie, though.
So good, man.
With
so
Richard
good.
Gere.
Ed Norton's unapproachable, yeah. Like cakes on an appearance.
All right, you guys got to go see Ad Astra. I haven't seen Rambo yet. I know that's coming out tomorrow. I heard it's absolutely awful. But
oh,
again,
he's 100.
Why
I've
would
never
you,
seen
it's
that.
It's like 40% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no,
why would
I
you wanna,
I'm still going to see it, though. I'll tweet out my thoughts on it. I mean, listen, it could be fun. I'm not really in the mood for another Rambo
right.
movie.
Follow Kevin on Twitter, at Kevin
all right,
McCarthy
thank you, Kevin.
TV.
Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.